Well, good morning, everybody. With Palm Sunday, we, of course, begin the holiest week of the year, the only week of the 52 weeks that is called holy. And holy means set aside for God. And so I just ask that we all, in as many ways as we possibly can, we reverence the holiness of this week. And especially by participating in the Mass of the Lord's Supper on Thursday nights, which is at 7 p.m., and then on Good Friday at 3 p.m., which is the hour of our Lord's death according to the Scriptures, we will have the service of the Lord's cross and passion, where we come and we kiss the cross, because without it, we can't go to heaven. And then on Saturday night, we have the Mother of All Masses, where those who have been in RCIA and everything will be received into the church, receive their sacraments. It's a heavenly Mass. And then, of course, Easter Sunday itself. So just ask that in as many ways as possible, like to honor this week and not have, you know, like a normal week. It should be a week dedicated to the Lord. Every time I read the Passion, something new sticks out at me. And this year, when I was reading the Passion that we just read and heard, a couple things jumped out at me that have never jumped out at me before about Saint Luke and or Saint Peter in particular. And of course, we know that Peter denies the Lord three times. He does it. But did you notice what happens right before that? Is that Jesus gets arrested. And at that moment, Jesus begins all this agony and the sufferings. And Peter starts to follow Jesus at a distance, it says. And I just think there's a lot of parallels between Peter and us. Like, we love Jesus when it's great, when he's working miracles for us. We love Jesus when all is good and we're getting all these graces and our wedding day and our baptisms of our children. And we love Jesus in the resurrection. But sometimes when it's hard, when we're given a loss, when we're given a cross, sometimes, if we're not careful, we can start to follow Jesus at a distance. We love Jesus when he teaches us things that sound good to us, but when his teachings are difficult, little distance here. And so this distance happens, which then leads to the three denials. And in two of the three denials, Peter answers the person and says, "My friend," I don't know him. "My friend, I am not one of his disciples." There's no sense that he even knew who these people were. Sometimes we want to be a friend of the world. We want to be a friend of this here and now, the culture and all this stuff. But sometimes when we try to be a friend of the world, we become an enemy of the Lord. And like, sometimes when we don't want to offend other people, by staying true to this, the Lord and his word, his teaching. Sometimes when we don't want to be true to this, and we don't want to offend people, then we end up offending God. And so twice of the three denials, Peter says, "My friend, I don't know. My friend, I don't know." The third denial, it says that as Peter was saying this, "I do not know him," the Lord was looking at him. The Lord was looking at Peter as he denied him. When you sin, whatever your favorite sin is, the Lord is looking right at you. And he's weeping. Could you imagine? This is Peter. This is one of the guys that Jesus took up the Mount of Transfiguration and showed his glory. This is Peter that Jesus had done all the miracle of the fish and the catch. Remember, they'd been fishing all night and Jesus said, "Do it this way, do it my way, it'll work," and it did. This is Peter
who Jesus made breakfast for. This is Peter, who Jesus called to be an apostle. This is Peter, who Jesus called to be the first pope. And now this beloved friend and disciple, Jesus is looking right at him as he denies him. Then Peter leaves Jesus and he begins to weep bitterly. Now, fortunately, those were tears of repentance, which we should all have. Pope Francis says we should pray for the gift of tears. We should pray for the gift of tears at the goodness of God and the sinfulness that's in me. And we should weep in repentance. You know, the poem is this thing of, oh, I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. And we've all, I pray, and I know, we've all had moments where we're like, yes, we're waving our palm. We're like, Lord, I just love you so much. Like, I just made my first Holy Communion. I just got confirmed. My kid was just born. I just had a really powerful retreat. I just went to confession and I'm free. Lord, I'll never leave you. I love you. You're everything for me. And sometimes we can forget that the hand that holds the palm with those sentiments is connected to the mouth that is saying, crucify him. Crucify him. And the actions that we do that say the same. St. John Vianney said, every time we pick a mortal sin, we are putting a nail in Jesus on the cross. My friends, it all happened because Peter started following Jesus at a distance because it got hard. And I'm just here to tell you, please don't, we can't follow Jesus at a distance. In fact, when it gets hard is when we got to be with him all the more. We can't follow Jesus at a distance. We have to stay close to him always. The only precept of the church that I haven't talked about yet is the precept that says it is a mortal sin not to go to Mass on a Sunday or a holy day of obligation. Like if we don't come to Mass every weekend, then we're following at a distance, and then these other things start to happen. They just do. And the Mass is everything, because the Mass is Calvary and the resurrection all at once, and we need it. We must cling to Jesus, cling to him with everything we have, and stay close to him here in the ups and the downs, the sickness, the health, the good times, the bad times. So why? So that we can enter into eternal bliss with him in heaven, which is why he went about the whole passion in the first place, for the salvation of our souls. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit.